Hey there, Kwajo here, and I understand that running your own Facebook ads can be quite complicated and intimidating, and yet at this point, you're not ready to hire out Facebook ad management. So, if this is you, I can teach you how to run your own Facebook ads, one-on-one, unlimited support over the next 28 days. We will have three Zoom calls, and in between those calls, you get all the support and all my strategies. I will audit your graphics, your ad copy, make sure that you're set up the way that's working best for my clients. We'll take care of all the analytics. I will coach you step by step how to troubleshoot ads, how to know when to scale, and how to read all the signs so that you're equipped to run successful lead magnet campaigns and profitable sales campaigns and registration campaigns for your launch or what have you. If you need this kind of support from me right now, then click the link in the show notes below. It's the Art of Online Business /call. I've been doing this all along, but now the offer is just focused on helping you run your successful ad campaign within the next 28 days, and the next five people get a pretty nice discount. All right, the link is in the show notes below. Back to the episode.
Hey guys, before we get into today's quick tip, I've got an announcement for you. I've got a brand new Facebook and Instagram ads on-demand training. Okay, this is for online experts, meaning you're a course creator, you're an online educator, you're an online coach, etc. And you're tired of feeling overwhelmed when it comes to Facebook and Instagram ads, and you're ready to just have them work for your online business. Okay. Again, this is a brand new on-demand training. It's called Three Simple Yet Often Overlooked Facebook and Instagram Ads Strategies for Increasing Conversions and Boosting Sales. Okay, to watch it right now, you can go register and watch the training right away. Go to rickmulready.com/ads training. Again, it's rickmulready.com/ads training. Okay, let's jump into today's quick tip. Welcome to the Art of Online Business podcast. My name is Rick Mulready, and I'm an online business coach, Facebook and Instagram ads expert, lifestyle entrepreneur, and I'm a total coffee snob as well. Each week, you're going to learn actionable strategies, mindsets, and tips that take the guesswork out of growing and scaling a profitable online business so that you can truly become an entrepreneur with impact. This podcast is your secret weapon for fast-tracking the growth of your online business. Let's do this. What's up, my friends? Welcome back to the podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in today. Super appreciate you. Hope you're doing well and you and your family are safe and everything's okay with you guys. You're listening to another quick tip episode here on the show. With these quick tip episodes, this is where you're going to learn a tip or a strategy that can help you grow your online business so that you can have a bigger impact and increase your revenue in your business as a result. Good times, right? So today I want to do something a little bit different with you. I want to share with you a mini coaching session that I recently did. And what this is so I was an affiliate for Brandon Lucero's Video Forex program, an amazing program. I was an affiliate for it in early March. And as part of the bonus package that I offered when people enrolled in Brandon's program through my link, it was, in addition, I'm doing a live event later this year with Amy Porterfield, Pat Flynn, Brandon, Jim Fortin, Mel Abraham, myself. It's going to be epic. But in addition to that, I offered 4 weeks of group coaching with me to go through the program. And so I would do a presentation and do coaching and answer questions. But then at the end, I would do a Q&A session with everyone. And what you're going to hear today is one of those Q&A sessions, is, or not the whole session, but a specific question that I was asked by a member in the course. And her name is Donna Schwartz, and she teaches saxophone. And her website is donnaschwartzmusic.com. I'll link all her links up in the show notes for the episode here today. She was kind enough to allow me to share this with all of you. And I want to share it with you because it's a really, really good question and sort of challenge that she's coming up against in her business. And during this week of the coaching with me, we were discussing unique solutions. Okay. So your unique solution is essentially how you teach what you do, what your specific process is. Maybe it's a framework that you teach in order to get results, right? So this is what you teach in your course, your coaching, whatever it is, and what makes you unique from other people out there. It's your unique process for getting people results. And Donna was a little bit confused about her unique solution. She kind of approached it from the perspective of she has lots of smaller courses, but she's had a big course before, but she's not really sure what to sell as far as her offers are, right? And she's seeing more success with her audience for the smaller courses, but she's trying to figure out, you know, what the best thing for her business is. And so you're going to hear me take her through, break down the process of what a unique solution entails. And we talk about the frameworks and different elements of what you teach and how you teach it. And Donna has a really cool, I think, breakthrough at the end of this short mini coaching session. So as you're listening, I'd love for you to listen through the lens of your own business and think about your unique solution that you offer in your business and how you differ from everyone else out there. And then how do you package it? Is it a course, coaching program, smaller offers, you know, what have you? So without further ado, let's dive in. Again, her name is Donna Schwartz. She teaches saxophone, DonnaSchwartzMusic.com. Let's dive into it with Donna.
All right. So my question is, I'm pretty confident with my struggling avatar, which is the struggling saxophonist. And I'm confident with the future paced hero, which is the confident musician. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I've lived through these things myself, so I could intimately understand this. What I'm confused about with the unique solution is, I don't know if I'm misinterpreting this unique solution as being one big course that everything, you know, that's the only thing you sell, mm-hmm. or is it just like an umbrella and, you know, where you have other smaller, shorter courses that you would sell that would help with individual types of issues. So for example, when I first started out, I was selling longer courses with 6 to 8 modules and weekly office hours and 3 months of, or a year's worth of Facebook coaching and all that kind of stuff. Yep. But my audience doesn't go for that. I get a lot less sales. And you all were talking about the statistics of people finishing courses.
Yeah.
Not many people finished. But when I sell shorter programs, much cheaper, I tend to have a lot more success. So I'm just confused. I'm getting hung up with the unique solution. What exactly physically does that entail?
Yeah. We are going to dive into that next week, but we can chat about it for a second right now. So let me ask you this. When you say I had more success when you went from the larger course to the smaller ones, how are you defining success? Revenue, completion, results, feedback? How are you defining that?
Actually, all of the above. Absolutely all the above. The latest iteration of when I ran my Jazz Improvisation Explained course, which is basically, it's really like 8 modules. Mm-hmm. I was doing weekly webinars and I was selling to cold audiences and I was getting people in, but not many. I mean, maybe 10, but no one in that last iteration finished the course. Although we had some nice communication in the Facebook group, people got a lot out of bits and pieces of what they've gone through the course. No one has completed the course.
Okay. But in contrast, you've had the smaller courses.
Yes.
Okay.
And the smaller courses, you know, range from, I have a jazz patterns course that people come in to sign up for my list. And then they're offered a 4-day series of emails to buy that course at a discounted rate of $29. I've sold a few hundred of those. I've sold an articulation course, again, same idea, and just getting a lot of positive feedback and a lot of people completing the course. And even some people that are professionals taking these courses so they could teach their own students.
Okay. The individual ones.
Yeah.
The individual the individual courses.
The individual ones. And I have one person who's a super fan who has taken my Jazz Improvisation Explained course. And he does use those principles when he teaches, but he's also taken my shorter courses and uses those as well.
What's the difference between the larger course, we'll call it larger course, and the individual ones?
Length of time. I fashioned the larger course as being very encompassing. Mm-hmm. So if it's like my Jazz Improvisation Explained course, it would, you know, you have a welcome module, then unit one, we're dealing with foundational stuff, and then we build upon it in each and every module. And I'm making an assumption, I guess, based on what I've seen, but I think that nowadays people just want an answer to one question. They want an answer to, you know, a quick answer to one solution. They don't want to necessarily go through all the foundational work and, you know, that builds upon each module.
I want to just point out that that's a belief that you have, talking about belief versus reality in the very beginning. But with that said, because that's not true across the board, with that said, your audience might prefer the sort of smaller courses, right? Yeah. Are the smaller courses your larger course broken up?
No, I haven't had the, I haven't had the courage to, I still have hope for the larger courses, but I haven't had the courage to like break them up. So no, they aren't. And my other thought, you know, with this unique solution was that, could that be like the Confident Musician Method? That could be like a membership site where they would have access to not necessarily the courses, but, you know, they'd be getting teachings and, you know, I'm just wondering if that would be the better way for me to go.
So the unique solution, think about it more so. I mean, yes, you do want to bring in the element of how you were talking about it right now, which is we call it the process, right? Oh, yes. The process of our offer is just how we deliver it, right? Meaning like I have an online course and it's videos and it's housed in Kajabi and blah, blah, blah. That's my process for how I deliver it, right? Camille has, you know, an aspect of coaching, right? So that may be Zoom calls or what have you. Your process is the different types of courses, but think about your unique solution as to how you take somebody from Struggling Avatar to Future-Based Hero in your course, right?
Okay.
And so, and I say in your course, meaning just like in your teaching, because I don't want you to get too caught up in, I mean, it's very important from an offer standpoint. Like what do your offers look like, right? The mini courses versus the larger courses. There's kind of a trend going on right now in sort of these mini offers, if you will.
Yeah.
I think a little bit has to do with the current state of our world. But I mean, again, that's a belief. People are buying a lot right now.
Yeah, they are. I guess I'm trying to understand what you're saying here. So how you take someone from Struggling Avatar to Future-Paced Hero in the course or through my teaching, I'm thinking for me, because it's also different from when I took music growing up to now people who are taking an instrument without a private teacher. They don't know what they don't know. They're going on YouTube. They're getting various bits of information or whatever. And that's how they're used to kind of learning. Just seeking out answers for problems that, you know, they're identifying at the moment. So
you're talking around it a little bit. Do you have a unique way that you teach the saxophone versus somebody else?
Yes, I do. That's such a general question though, because it's a unique way of teaching, but there's so many components of it. There's your tone, there's your technique, and then there's music.
Do you have your way of teaching that?
Yeah. And within that, I have frameworks for tone. I have frameworks for technique and frameworks.
Are they unique to you?
I would say fairly unique for the most part. Yeah.
Okay. They're also unique in how you deliver it.
Yes.
Meaning how you teach it.
Yeah.
So I look at that as, so let's stop there for a second and say, this is your unique solution. You have frameworks for the different elements of what you teach and how you teach it. Then the next iteration of that, the next level of that is how you break it up into your offers.
Yes, that's what I'm confused about.
Well, no, I want to clear that up. Like, okay. It's very clear. Like, you're clear. You just told me that you have a framework. I can tell you're very confident in what you teach and how you teach it, and that you can get somebody from Struggling Avatar to that Future-Paced Hero.
Yeah.
Am I wrong there?
No, you're not wrong.
Cool. So, and you just described to me what your, I mean, not in detail, but like what your unique solution is, right? Like how you teach it, you got frameworks, they're unique to you for the most part, right? I mean, there's how somebody teaches saxophone, I'm assuming is going to be pretty similar across the board, but then you have your own unique things to you, period.
Yeah.
That's your unique solution. Then how you package it is sort of the next level.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
Now we're talking about the mini courses, if you will, to call them mini courses, versus the longer course versus, did you say membership?
Yeah, I had a membership site. I'm going to redo it. And this way I can address like all these different things. Yeah.
Yeah. But I mean, it's not that longer courses don't work. It's, well, number one, I would look at first and foremost, was there something that you did in that longer course that was the reason that people weren't getting through it and not getting the results? Number right. one, I'm not saying there was, I'm just saying like, oh, I would start there. Right. Oh, could I have done whatever better? And if you're like, you know what, I'm teaching the same way. And the feedback that I got from people was, it's just too long. I can't, you know, for whatever the feedback is. And then you're like, all right, you know what, let's try breaking them up into smaller programs, smaller courses. Ah, now people are getting results. What if you do that, what I recommend that you do is have, you know, a foundational, I don't know how you teach it or whatever the process is, but you've got a smaller course and then the next level is a smaller course. And each smaller course is building off of the previous one. This is like just how I'm thinking about from a music standpoint.
Got it. Yeah.
And what I would do is I would have a larger version course that is all of your mini courses together. So if somebody wanted to buy all of your mini courses, let's just say you have four mini courses, I don't know, and each course is $97, but your larger course is $347 or something like that. They're saving $50 by getting your larger course, but you're making more revenue up front. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that's really cool.
It's just a packaging thing. That's but you could be like, hey, if you want this mini course, cool, here it is. And it's on, you know, whatever. I don't know. I don't know any of the topics. but instead of it just being a random one-off course, have it build off of one another. Does that make sense?
No, it totally does. And I think it's clarifying what I've been feeling because I've been getting a little stuck thinking I have to create this big comprehensive course for the Confident Musician Method when people may not want a whole big course. And having these little courses, yeah, that can build off, you know, like with tone, I have something on articulation or something like that. And then, you know, I could have little other mini topics that could relate to that. And then they can get the larger course. Yeah, absolutely.
Totally. Yeah. And really the ultimate is the larger course, right? Because if somebody just buys the tone course, let's just say, like it's going to be helpful for tone, but they really need all the other things as well. And okay, then buy the other mini course on whatever topic number two.
Right.
Right. And then like, cool, this is going to help you, but you really need the whole, like to put it all together. Right. And how you're teaching and your process and your framework is your unique solution.
Yes. Oh, okay. Okay. I got it.
Right. What we're talking about is sort of packaging.
And that's where I was getting hung up. Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool. All right. This is, thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. Hope you got a ton out of this mini coaching session here with Donna today. I'm going to share another coaching just like this one with another person in a couple weeks here on the podcast, because I think that these were really succinct mini coaching sessions with very clear problems that so many people have. And there's such a breakthrough on the other end of overcoming these challenges. So pumped to share that with you coming up in a couple weeks here on the show. And so thank you so much for tuning in today. Super appreciate you. Stay well, my friends, and I'll talk to you soon.
Do you want to avoid the seven biggest mistakes that burn through course creators' ad money? I see these over and over and over again, and I put them together in a mini email series. This is not fluff. Each of the seven mistakes, I also have a recorded video tutorial showing you inside of Facebook Ad Manager how to fix those mistakes. This is good, solid, and it will save you money or help you make more money with your Facebook ads. Click down in the show notes below. You'll see the link and you can go download it right now for free.